our job to watch. Like, you guys fucking figure out who gets picked and then put them on the show. Hey everyone, I'm Michelle.
And I'm DJ.
And this is Roses and Rejections, a podcast on the Pop Break Network where we talk about all things Bachelor Nation.
Woohoo! Can I tell you something funny?
Yes.
So this is the second podcast I'm recording today.
Today,
I recorded Mostly Nitpicking earlier, a podcast you could find wherever you find your podcast.
Wow.
When you said Roses and Rejections and not Mostly Nitpicking, I'm like, wait, what show am I on? I
literally said the name of the show.
Yeah, no, but and then I'm like, oh good, we're talking about The Bachelor, because I was ready to talk about Madam Web for 40 minutes.
Oh please, no, I can't. I don't want to do that.
If you want to hear my thoughts on Madam Web, please listen to our Madam Web episode on the Mostly Nitpicking feed.
You just did a shameless plug.
Okay, sorry.
You're in a second shameless plug.
Yeah.
Before we even go.
I'm trying to think of a segue. Shameless plug. Were there any shameless plugs on this week's episode of The Bachelor? There wasn't any gross SponCon. We were in Canada.
Right.
Unless the SponCon was Putin.
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 Yes. Yeah. Not Vladimir.
Well, no, because I wonder how they would say it. I wonder how his name would be pronounced in like the French. Because so we're saying Poutine, but they're in Montreal, which is French Canada. So he was like Putin.
Putin. Putin.
Curious. Yeah. But that's what we're here to talk about. So we had three dates this week in Montreal.
Yes.
Canada.
Montreal.
This is so bad. There's a character, Madame Web, who has a French accent.
Oh my god, I don't care about Madame Web.
No one does. It was three group dates. Two group dates. Oh my gosh.
It's one group date, two solo dates.
Are we keeping this all in?
Yeah, I think we should.
Gross.
Maybe be better. Happy birthday, by the way.
Yo, thanks. Appreciate it. Everyone's gonna know what my birthday is. Okay, so we had a group date to start. It was, when I had the list. Here we go. Daisy, Caitlin, Kelsey A. We do jokes. Jen, Rachel, Lexi, Leia, and Jess.
Yes.
We're all on this group date.
Right.
I mean, the Kelsey team, Maria had one-on-ones.
Right. So this was an interesting group date because it was, like, unstructured.
Yes.
In that, like, a lot of the group dates are games or competitions or, like, some kind of challenge or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, a structured event. This was a literal, like, date. Like, they walked around town. They tasted different foods. They got to create their own
poutine. Make your own poutine. Some people... Who made it with, like...
That was Jen.
Chocolate?
Jen did pineapples and chocolate and chili powder, I think?
I'm going to go out there and say this. Gross.
Yeah.
Jen,
my favorite
gross.
Was she went to feed it to Joey. And Joey looked at her and went, Jen. Like, please don't make me eat this. But he's a good sport. And he ate it and then proceeded to tell her it was bad.
I think what's interesting with Joey is, and it was very stark on this group date, you could really tell the women he's, like, into and has, like, a good vibe with versus the women he's not. Yeah. And I feel like he becomes a lot looser with the women who, like, he can just, like, have a good time with.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, this is true with Maria on their date. And I think Jen on this date.
Yeah.
I think Daisy on this date. I think Lexi on this date.
Rachel, too.
And but Rachel. Right. Yeah, another one.
But it's also the girls who are playing the game correctly, you know?
Yeah.
People who aren't, like, getting too in their own head about this. People who are just, you know, having a good time, which is, like, what Joey wants to see and he wants to experience. If you are here and freaking out, which is what was happening to, it was Kelsey A.
Yeah.
Who was, like, freaking out because she's like, I just had a one-on-one, which was so great, and now being in a group date setting is so hard. And I was like, oh, boo-hoo.
You know? You there, 100%.
Like, wow. Okay. It does not matter. Also, what the hell? Hannah Beige was the same way.
Jess was the same way. I agree. I think that the other thing, too, with Joey is like, I don't want to say he only wants to have fun, but he really enjoys, like, the fun aspects of these dates. And, like, but DJ, isn't that true of every single Bachelor?
No.
And the weird answer is no. Some of them need to be part of, like, the weird love experiment.
Yeah.
But, like, Joey's just here to hang, and it's super nice.
Yeah, yeah. He really seems to enjoy, like, having fun. Like, not just, like, playing this role of being the lead. Like,
yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. It's not like it's about me.
Right.
It's about all of us. I should have a question for you, by the way.
Sure.
Because I saw this discourse running around the Reddit Tuesday morning. It seems like this season, they've been focusing a lot more on the women.
Okay.
As opposed to, like, deep diving onto the lead, which they've done.
Okay.
And I think I would agree with that assessment. I feel like we've... I know way more about, like 6 to 8 of the women. Like, all the women who are left, I know way more about them than, like, necessarily I do about, like, Joey in, like, detail.
Sure.
And I just want to get your thoughts. If you agree with that assessment, if you think that's okay. I personally like it.
So I'm going to go as far as saying, I don't know that we've gotten way more of a deep dive on the girls than we have in previous seasons. I think that this would be an interesting fact for, like, a Bachelor Data kind of sure. review. Like, to see how much screen time we're getting on the girls versus, like, the lead. I don't know. I didn't feel that way.
Interesting. Okay.
Like, I don't feel like I'm not getting enough Joey. Like, I'm not like that. I'm not getting as much Joey as I've gotten previous leads. But you know what I think it might be? I think it's because I enjoy watching Joey, so it doesn't feel like it's taking up a lot of time. But, like, I hated watching Zach.
Yeah.
And I wonder if that made it feel like it was longer than it actually was.
Interesting.
I also wonder if we'll get more Joey as we narrow down the girls and we get more of Joey's perspective, as opposed to, like, right now where there's so many women that we have to deal with all that stuff.
Yeah, I think where this came from was, so this episode started with, like, Joey just talking to the camera, being like, I'm worried I'm not perfect, that
yeah.
I'm not this idealistic person,
yeah.
that, like, you know, I have flaws too, and I'm just, like, worried that everyone sees me as perfect, happy-go-lucky Joey, but, like, you know, I have these flaws and I have my struggles, and, like, that is, like, oh, that's the most Joey we've gotten this season by a lot.
Right.
So.
Interesting.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And it was an interesting way to open up the episode, too. It was just, like, him
yeah.
just, like, pouring out to the,
yeah.
like, the audience, to us.
Yeah, and that's, like, that's also super interesting, because you don't usually get that kind of, like, a confessional type of thing from the lead, typically.
Yeah.
Like, you'll get a little bit of, like, oh, I'm afraid that they won't like me.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
like, this felt like a real, like, therapy session moment.
Felt real, too.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, man, Joey, like, are you okay?
Yeah.
Like, I was feeling that.
Yeah, yeah. I got that, too. So then so it ended up that, like, after the unstructured group date where you saw some of the women
yeah.
breaking down, they had the, you know, the cocktail portion of the dates where
yeah.
he got one-on-one time with, like, the women again. And you saw, like, he, of course, still had a really good connection with Jen, having fun time with Rachel, all that fun stuff.
Even Kelsey, which I was, like, surprised
yeah,
at.
Because he's into Kelsey.
Yeah, he's really.
He's really into Kelsey, but she's, like, insecure.
Yeah, it's so true.
Kelsey A.
Kelsey A,
to
yeah.
be fair.
Yeah. It's so true.
So they, like, this was an interesting part for me.
Yeah.
So we said that Kelsey A and Jess sort of had the biggest, like, in their own head moments of I don't know what to do. I don't like these kind of dates. I'm not getting enough time with Joey, blah, blah, blah. So then they show all the women get their one-on-one time with Joey, and then Jess goes in to get her one-on-one time. And she mentions her insecurities, which he had heard from every other woman during this, like,
yeah.
during this date. Almost every woman was like, yeah, this date was hard. Like, it was hard because I didn't know, like, if I was getting enough time with you or whatever.
Yeah, Kelsey, I'm just, like, background on group dates, but I definitely feel like I'm falling for you.
Yeah, yeah.
She threw that little teaser in, or sweetener.
Right, so then Jess goes in and basically says the same thing. And he admits that, like, he has stronger connections with the other girls, and he walks her out.
Yeah, so he said, I just haven't been able to get there, and I know that's not easy to hear. I have to be honest, though. I have to be honest with this, and because you deserve that. I think you are unbelievable. I think you deserve the world. I just don't think it's right to keep you here.
Right, which isn't wrong.
No, man, this is, like, crazy that it was just, like, blink and you miss it. It was a quick conversation, and then it was like, let me walk you out.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great. It was like, and it was only a little surprising because, like, usually when they do something like this, that person ends up getting more screen time during the episode because, like, they try to kind of do the setup of, like, oh, what's going on with this person and their insecurities and blah, blah, blah. But, like, they barely showed her and then she was sent home and it was like, oh, okay.
Do you remember this part when she was in the limo going home? She's like, I didn't even get to say goodbye to the girls.
Yeah.
That is the only part that I'm like, I kind of feel bad.
Oh, I do feel bad, because these girls become, like, very close. And then, like, she just had to leave and she didn't even get to say goodbye. And I'm sure she reconnected with them and she'll see them on the women's hall.
Yeah.
It's not like she's never going to see them again, but it does feel bad. Like, feels bad, bro. At the cocktail ceremony, at least she gets to like give them all hugs and like leave.
I always do one of these like early unceremonious exits when it's not just an external factor. It's just that, hey, I'm just not that into you. It's like, I don't know, my head, it's like, well, this is what the point of the rose ceremony is.
Yeah.
Just wait until, like, there's no reason Joey needed to send her home now.
Well, okay. The only reason I can think of is if the conversation was something along the lines of, like, what are your feelings towards me? He's not going to lie to her just to keep her till the rose ceremony and then send her home. Like, I think that that's, like, I feel like it would have been very different if she had went in there with high spirits and was, like, just talking about other things. I don't think he would have sent her home.
Oh, you think this was part of, like, the conversation is what led to it?
Yes.
Interesting.
I think because she talked about her insecurities and how their relationship was going, he sent her home. I think that if she went there talking about anything else, he would have waited until the rose ceremony.
That's interesting.
Like, I don't think, because he didn't go out of his way to, like, send her home.
No.
But
it was the result of the conversation.
Right, but that's because she was, like, they were talking about their relationship, and he was like, well, you know, it's not great.
It's actually over.
Yeah, like, funny you mentioned that, because, like, donezo.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
And
so bye, Jess. Bye, Hannah Beige.
And then
I will not miss you.
Yeah. Jen got the group date rose.
Yes, because which is unsurprising.
Going to hometowns for sure.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
I know this isn't in order, but do we just want to talk about the Lexi thing now, since we're in this, like, in-between space?
Sure.
Like, this didn't happen chronologically next, right. But it happens. But, right.
Lex, oh, it actually, decent segue. On that group date, Lexi was on.
That's why I wanted to bring this.
Lexi was talking to Joey about his timeline for the future. Like, when was he looking to, like, have kids? How long was he looking to wait? Stuff like that. He had mentioned that what it broke down to was, like, 5 years before having kids. Like, he wanted to be engaged for a little bit, be married for a little bit, and be with the person before starting to have kids. And it came down to 5 years. And that's what he told Lexi. And Lexi got in her head about it. Because she has... She's 30?
She's 30.
Okay, wait.
Yeah.
Let me finish.
Okay.
She's 30. And she has endometriosis.
Yeah.
So, first things first, I just want to make it clear for anyone listening who doesn't know. If you are a 35-year-old woman trying to get pregnant, it's considered a geriatric pregnancy.
Yep.
Because the risk for having miscarriages is higher after 35.
Yeah. Which is not to say that it is, like, impossible or something.
No,
it
and
is
I didn't say that.
Right,
I'm
it
just
is higher
saying
risk,
that,
yeah.
They considered a geriatric pregnancy because your risk goes up. On top of that, she has endometriosis, so she's already going to struggle with getting pregnant to begin with, which is, I'm sure, scary for her. So she got very much in her own head about it. She didn't immediately bring up those fears with him. I think she needed to stew in them a little bit. But then she was like, I need to talk to him. And did she go talk to him separately?
Yeah, she went to his hotel room.
Right, before the cocktail party.
Yeah, this was after all the dates. This was before the cocktail party.
Right,
yeah,
so she went to go talk to him.
So can I just interject with one thing?
Yeah, please.
So I get what you're saying with where she was in her own head. But I don't know if it was that or if just, like, she got an answer that she didn't want.
Well, yeah, right? She obviously got an answer she didn't want.
But I don't know. I get, well, maybe I should ask... Sorry, what do you mean by she was in her own head about it?
Like, she was, like, telling herself stories like, this isn't going to work because I can't wait 5 years and he wants to wait 5 years, so this isn't going to work.
And I don't even know that we know that much, right? Like,
I mean, she told him, she had told him, so she went to talk to him. She basically wanted to end it because she was like, our timelines don't match.
Yeah. And she did it great, by the way. It was I don't know if I have the quotes up here, but it was very much like in like I don't want to make you do something you don't want to do.
Right.
I kind of have this fixed timeline because of everything.
Right.
So like it was tough. I have the original quote. Okay. I know that you want more of a long engagement.
This is what Lexi said.
Thank you. I know that you want more of a long engagement and you want after to take some time before kids. Sorry, I don't mean to get emotional, but that's just not something I have the privilege to do right now with my health situation.
Right.
She said she felt so heard and respected during their one-on-one as someone who has infertility, I have to take that really seriously as I date. And she said it would be unfair to stick around.
Okay. Now, so this is tricky, right? Because one is that we don't know that we saw their whole conversation.
Right. Like, we'll just say what we saw, right?
Right. Assuming nothing was edited out. Again.
Yeah.
Because we don't...
Nothing like major. Like, we'll take it at face value. What we
right.
Got.
It's... I was surprised that she didn't try to have more of a conversation with Joey about him potentially adjusting his own timeline.
Because
I don't know what she is looking for. Like, is she looking to immediately try to start having children?
Yeah.
And or, like, would she be amenable to waiting, like, a year, maybe two at most before that? But, like, the story that we were told as viewers is that she did not try to, like, change his mind or even... And I don't want to say change his mind, but, like, give him the opportunity to change his own mind to work with her schedule if that was something that she was interested in doing. Because this very much feels like a... Fantasy Suites conversation, right? Yeah. And, like, I say that in the sense that, like, obviously it's not sexy, but it's something that you might... It's, like, a very deep, serious conversation that you want to have off cameras, probably. Yeah. Right? And I personally found it... I found it strange that she didn't... It came across that she didn't try to have him... get part in this conversation. Like, she was like, our timelines don't work, so I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Like, and I was just surprised.
And what was interesting is, I don't have the quote here, but something that Joey did, and by the way, basically, right?
Yeah.
What happened? I thought they both handled it great. Unfortunateness aside, they were communicated very well, and I thought that was good. I will say, it was interesting, because I believe Joey said something along the lines of, I was hoping we could have this conversation further. Like, he was saying, like, in response to him telling his timeline, he's like, yeah, I was thinking maybe this is a conversation that would come up again between us, right?
Right.
Because I think he maybe wanted to explore it more.
Right.
Versus just kind of the answer he gave.
Right, right. I feel bad, because I wonder if part of him regretted not leaving the door open when he told her what his timeline was. Like, he could have said, I was thinking this, but I'm willing to... Like, he could have left the door open by saying, like... I was thinking this 5-year timeline, but I'm willing to make adjustments or whatever. But part of me also thinks, so that was in the middle of a group date, and he was talking to a lot of people, and it's possible that he forgot about her endometriosis thing in the moment.
Yeah.
And, like, he might not have realized it when he answered her, and then maybe it's possible afterwards he remembered it. It's possible he didn't remember it until she came to talk to him. Because, again, a lot of people that you have to keep tabs of.
Yeah, I think it's, like, tough, too, because, like... You know, there's a version of this during their solo conversation where she basically self-eliminates, where, like, I don't know, not that he's going to beg her to stay, but, like, maybe something to the effect of, like, you know, is this a conversation that we could keep having, right?
Right.
Where maybe I could have a more flexible timeline. Because, you know, I really like you, I really want to stay, et cetera.
Right. I'm almost curious, like, if he asked her what her expected timeline was. Like, that would have been an interesting point to be like, well, what are your expectations of this? Like, what would your ideal timeline be? And, like, could they have met in the middle? It was just very, it was very strange and felt very out of left fields.
Yeah.
Like, because we knew she had endometriosis, so we knew that this was a problem.
Yeah.
But he's so into her that I was surprised that this... I was just very surprised at this. And by the look on Joey's face, I think he was also a little blindsided by it. Because, like, it really feels like very all of a sudden, like, she was like, I have to leave. And it was like, oh, okay.
I do wonder, too, if it's kind of the way it happened. And again, it was a mature conversation, but it was super sudden.
Yeah.
And, like, obviously he was sad to see her go. But it wasn't one of those, like, oh, I just don't know how to go on now, right?
Right.
Like, I wonder if he's already kind of had this idea. It's like, you know what, like... Our journeys are just kind of on, like, these different trajectories, and sometimes there's nothing you can do about
it.
It is interesting, I think, from Lexi's perspective, where, like, obviously there's no guarantee you're going to win The Bachelor. There's no guarantee you're going to stay with the person. But, like, just going out into the world, right, there's no guarantee you're going to find someone on that timeline either,
right?
Like, it's always this open question, I feel like.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't want to, like, I'm not going to presume someone who's going through, like, this thing that's horrible, right? especially given, like, I mean, it's horrible for anyone, but, like, she has to, like, I really want to be a mom. Like, yeah. I really want to, like, you know, have kids, right? It's like, you know, you hope that she can find someone on her timeline, but it's not a given.
Right.
I will say, as a update, whatever, she had posted on socials the next day of her freezing her eggs.
Okay.
And
kind
of, it's actually great because she was, like, talking through the process and being like, this is what I had to do to prep, and this is what's happening now. And this was, it was, like, really good. Like, really, like, I'm glad she did that because I think it's one of those things that we think about, like, yeah, freezing your eggs, but people don't really think about or have those conversations.
I only know a lot about that process because one of my coworkers went through it.
Yeah.
And she documented her entire journey and everything that she had to do. And it's a very, like, involved... Yeah. Very involved process. Like,
very
like
you expensive,
have to, like,
too.
Yeah, you have to, like, get shots to, like, up your, like, estrogen or your fertility and stuff. And then, like, and it's very involved. It's crazy. Like, I remember watching her, like, stories about it and just being like, oh, my God. But, like, I'm glad she did that. Good for her.
Yeah. Super props to her, man. Like,
yeah. It's hard. Like, being a woman's hard.
And, God. And like, being open about it, it's very good. So, like, I'm happy for Lexi. Like, I hope she finds her person.
Yes.
And, you know, I feel bad for Joey. It's, you know, I'm not going to say, like, well, they should have just, like, worked it out. Because maybe it just wasn't meant to be, right? Like, that's obviously what happened here. But, you know.
It was just hard because it seemed like there was no opportunity to work it out.
Yeah. And I think, like, as a selfish viewer, I'm just speaking as a viewer and someone who commentates on this, it was strange.
I think you were upset because you had her as your number one this whole time. Like, from
I wasn't going to get into it. Like, I'm not going to get into my fantasy, like, here's my draft board, baby. But yeah, I had her one the whole time.
She's been your number one pick from when we reviewed the girls.
Yeah.
Right.
Can you imagine if she won? That's, like, the biggest W of all time.
Yeah.
And it's not even, like, it's, like, a situation, too, where it's, like, one of the worst things it's like someone could go through. So I'm like, yeah, like, you do you, and I hope you're happy. And it's like, but it's for, like, any other reason. I'm like, what are you doing, idiot? You gotta stay to make me right. Like, but it's like, there's just, like, one of those, it's like, you know, just eat that big fat L. Num, 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 num. Tastes good. Tastes good. So that's all.
Yeah. You know. So Jess was sent home.
Lexi decided to go
home on her own. So let's get to the solo dates real quick.
Yeah, I don't have much to say.
I have a little bit to say.
Yeah, so we'll do, which one do you do first?
Let's do, I'm forgetting her name.
Kelsey T.
Kelsey T.
Yeah.
I was like, Caitlin? It's not Caitlin. Yeah. Kelsey T. So I don't have a ton to say about this, but a little bit, they did Cirque du Soleil thing, and poor Joey got... like, nauseous, like, because they put them on the rings and then spun them around.
Yeah.
So, like, Cirque du Soleil, the circus performers, they do that thing where there's, like, that hoop that's hanging in the air and they spin around on it and stuff.
And they had it elevated, like, a foot above
the ground. Yeah, like, a foot above the ground. Like, if he fell, it wouldn't have gotten hurt. But they spun him around, and he got, like, his whole equilibrium was thrown off, and he got, like, motion sick.
Yeah.
As someone who has gotten very motion sick in the past and has a tendency of getting motion sickness... That sucks. It sucks. And it really messes you up. Like, your whole... Everything gets ruined until, like, you can, like resettle.
My name is Anthony Desiato. When I was 5 years old, I stood in front of a comic shop advertising The Death of Superman in its window display. That moment outside Heroes World set me on a path. A lifelong fan journey leading directly from that tattered red cape to my podcast series, Digging for Kryptonite. Each week... We mine Superman's vast 85-year mythology across media with thoughtful discussions about the stories that have shaped the Man of Steel in film, TV, animation, and, of course, the comics that started it all. Join us on Digging for Kryptonite every Tuesday, wherever you get podcasts. And for those of you interested in exploring the classic George Reeves television show, please check out our sister series, Another Exciting Episode in the Adventures of Superman, an episode-by-episode rewatch podcast. And remember, it's about what you do. It's about action.
Hello, I'm Daniel Cohen, former film editor of ThePopBreak.com, and I've got a Batman podcast for you. We discuss Batman's past, present, and future, and do a lot of rankings episodes. Yes, we rank the movies, villains, that's not all. We even ranked all the Batman movie trailers throughout history. Yes, we ranked Batman trailers. I dare you to find another Batman podcast that did that. So join me and frequent hosts Alex Marcus and Bill Bakken, as well as a plethora of Bat guests, as we discuss Batman and plenty of DC on film as well. Also, fair warning, I'm a BVS fan, but don't let that scare you away. Trust me, I get mocked and ridiculed more than the Martha line for taking that stance. So relax and tune in on the last Tuesday of every month on the Pop Break Today feed.
You've unknowingly set me up for like the best segue ever.
Go ahead.
I've said this about a lot of dates, but I feel so good about this one. This is the worst date. This is the worst date. I know I said it about Jen's with the surfing. I know I said it about every bungee jumping and helicopter date. This is the worst date.
I disagree.
Oh, come on now.
No, I disagree.
Defend your position.
Okay. Well, first of all, the worst date was the picnic behind the Hollywood sign.
Oh, that date was fine. That was a fine, fine date.
It was a picnic. It was a picnic.
In a spot you don't normally get to picnic and was like private behind them. It's a place you can't normally get.
Sure, okay. Then even, the surfing was worse.
Even when we, I was going to quickly say, even when we went behind the Hollywood sign, we were still like 200 feet behind the Hollywood sign.
If you're,
and that was as close as we
could. Well, listen to me then. If you're going to say that, oh, well, you never get to go that close to Hollywood sign, how often do you get to go, like, talk, like, perform with Cirque du Soleil people?
But you're getting motion sickness at the end.
That Joey happened to get motion sick. That doesn't make it a bad date.
I feel more people than not would get motion sickness from this date.
It didn't seem like Kelsey T got motion sick.
Maybe she's not one of them. We had 50-50 and one of them did. I would get motion. That means two people go on this date. One is getting motion sickness. And it's me. I'm getting it. And if it's us, we're both getting it.
I'm just saying it's not. I don't think it's fair to say that this is the worst date because Joey got motion sick. Because that's like saying when Nick and What's-Her-Face went in the spacesuits and she got motion sick.
Oh, yeah.
That was the worst date because she got motion sick.
I would like make an argument that
was zero gravity.
Was
like, that's
a cool experience. That's
but
a cool experience.
But so is it with like doing Cirque du Soleil things with like those performers.
You're just spinning around, man.
Well, that's all we saw. That doesn't mean that's all they did.
Well, they had after the dinner portion, they had the one lady perform for her and do that move with the scarf where you almost break your neck on the ground fully upside down.
Yep.
And then you stop yourself 3 inches from the ground. That stupid move. Like, that was cool. They got to see that.
Do circus performers, like, freak you out? Because you seem like very anti-circus performers.
Not like, well, I mean, circuses in general are kind of dumb. I'm talking about like Barnum and Bailey, like, you know, let's get the lion to eat a guy, right? What Siegfried got gnawed by the tiger. But like Cirque du Soleil, like, I think is kind of cool because of some of the stuff they can do. But some of the stuff is just like, come on now. Like, you are risking your life for just, you know.
That's modern the thrill of it, right?
I guess. I don't know.
You could argue football players are also kind of risking their lives for modern entertainment. Yeah,
maybe I shouldn't love that as much as I
maybe.
Did too. man, Joey said after that, he said, I feel like I need Dramamine.
Yes.
When the person was like, you okay?
Yeah. Remember I left because I was like, yeah, I feel you, bro.
Do you have anything else to say about this portion of the day? I just wanted to briefly talk about their dinner portion.
No, I did. I felt bad that he did get motion sick. Like, I know that feeling, man. It sucks. And I feel like it did take away from their fun of their date because, like, he was, like, so out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
So, I feel really bad for Kelsey T. This is one of, like, the worst stories we've heard from someone.
Right, yeah.
That she talked about how she has a fractured relationship with her dad.
Yes.
And we didn't get a lot of details, and I'm sure it's to protect people. But she went to college, and that, from what I was able to gather, is not allowed by her dad's religion.
Right.
We didn't really get much else.
We didn't get specifics from the episode to know what religion her father is. All we know is that her father is a religion that he wanted her to focus on the religion as opposed to going to college, and she chose to go to college, which caused a huge fracture in their relationship.
So this is the quote from Kelsey. He wanted me to focus on that, and he wanted me to be that, but in my heart, I knew it wasn't what I wanted to be, and because I chose to go to college, she didn't support that decision at all. Anyone who was to be in his household has to be into religion, and so I wasn't allowed to be in there anymore, and that hurt.
Right. So this is really hard this is really hard because it's so hard to be a person slash adult going against your family's wishes.
Yeah.
Like, in any capacity, it's difficult because you know that it's going to cause arguments, fights, rifts, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So in this case, it caused a huge fight. And I think she said that they were slowly repairing their relationship recently. Like, recently, like going to a movie or something. Like just like little things to start slowly building that back up. But she said it's nice, but it's hard because he missed so much of her life.
Yeah.
And that's sad.
This is like one of those things where it was really hard to understand. The first thing I said to Michelle is like, she's talking about a cult?
Yeah,
because it sounds like a cult.
Felt like a cult. Cultish.
It sounds like certain religions that rhyme with blind. Don't. Blah, 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 blah. All right, fine. I don't want to get sued.
I'm not even sued. Like, it's not like, I don't like bashing religions like you do you kind of thing.
How's this? I'll do. No. All right. You're right. Yeah. All I'll say is this doesn't seem to fit into the suite of your modern day Judeo-Christian Muslim religions or any kind of other like Eastern religion. It just sounds off. I don't know every single religion, but like it sounds super off.
Right. Yes.
Borderline culty. Who knows what could fall into that category?
A lot of religions.
yes. But it really seems like that they abstracted the detail out. Yeah. Like,
yeah. It was interesting that they like I couldn't tell if it was editing or if she went out of her way to not specify.
Seemed like both. They got some helpful editing to protect people in places. Yeah. Like this. But no, I felt super bad. That sucks hard.
It's nice that they're like trying to work on it, now, so it doesn't end with her not having ever resolved.
Yeah, it'd make hometown super interesting if she made it that far.
He probably wouldn't be there, is my guess.
Yeah, I'd hope so.
Like that he wouldn't be there?
Yeah. Well, if he's
If he is that estranged, why should he have any?
Yeah.
Like.
Thank you for putting a more delicate touch on it. I was going to say something meek.
Yeah, I'm happy with how I said it.
I agree. Mm. And I hope it doesn't scare Joey off. But I think he seems level-headed. No. That wouldn't scare him off.
I mean, realistically, I don't think she's making Final Four.
For other reasons.
Yes. Yeah.
But she didn't get the rose, and she's moving on to next week. That's like pre-hometown.
Yeah, she did get the group day rose, so we'll see. Oh, not group day rose. She did get the rose. Oh my gosh, my brain.
There it is.
All right.
There it is.
Speaking of one-on-ones.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Is Maria going to win?
No.
Oh, man. You don't think so?
No.
Not after this one-on-one?
I think.
I've never seen Joey happier.
Really?
In the car, they were so giddy.
Yeah, they have a great time. I don't think he's going to pick her.
Oh, how far does she get then? Final two?
Yeah. I think she makes final two.
So
I would have said top three, but now that Lexi's gone, I think it's like top two.
So I'll take runner-up. If she's runner-up, she's the Bachelorette. It's not even a question. Oh, my God.
I already told you this, but actually it's worth mentioning because we talked about this during the episode.
Yeah, but now it's like real. Like, Maria's going far.
Yeah, Maria's going to go far. That's not what I want to talk about. The thing about her becoming the next Bachelorette, she won't. She's too strong-willed of a person.
Okay.
And by strong-willed of a person, I mean she has too much of a personality. She's not safe. Yeah. She's not safe enough of a pick for ABC.
She's a big personality. Big, big personality.
Yeah.
Huge.
That's not what ABC wants.
Interesting.
They need a little bit of a cleaner slate. They need someone safe, like Joey. Love Joey. But when he was a contestant, he was like a safe pick. He was cute. He was nice. He didn't cause too much drama in the show. He didn't cause any drama in the show. They're not going to pick her.
You don't think he had like a little bit of a big personality?
No.
Big tennis guy from Hawaii.
No.
You know, no?
Mm. No.
Pretty boy, you know.
Yeah, pretty boy is not big personality. That's pretty boy. A lot of the contestants are pretty boys.
All right, well.
I just think Maria's a little too. I think if Daisy doesn't win, I think her.
Oh, the problem is I think Daisy's going to win.
Yeah, me too.
So, all right. So let's talk. Let's talk. Let's talk.
Actually, Maria might be top three, depending on how far he takes Kelsey A.
Come on now.
He's really into Kelsey A. I think you're going to be surprised at how far Kelsey A goes.
All right. Well, let me get some. I want you to, well, we'll talk about this, but I want to talk to the woman from Bachelor Data on.
Okay.
I'm going to DM her after
sure.
this. Maria got the Pretty Woman date.
Yes.
Huge indicator of people who won. I'd love to see those numbers. Mm. Women who've gotten the Pretty Woman date and then went on to win.
Yeah.
Because, like, it seems to be a lot of people.
Let's real quick describe what Pretty Woman date is yeah. for some of our listeners who may not know. The Pretty Woman date is the date where the lead takes the contestant shopping.
Yeah.
It's
always the lead male. They don't really do this on the other.
They should.
Oh my God. How badass would that be?
I would love that. I would love that for the woman, the lead woman to take like the a man guy on, like, to like some... a great like suit store, like shoes and like glasses and stuff and like really dress up her man. I would love that.
But they don't do that because gender roles.
So it's always that the Bachelor takes a contestant to get something or things really nice, in this case, to get a designer gown.
Yeah. And they usually take a few things home and shoes. Yeah.
It's weird. I don't remember seeing her with like a lot of bags. We saw her try on a number of things. I don't know if she might have gotten all of those things.
Yeah.
We didn't see it.
Yeah.
She left with a gown, like the golden sequins gown that she was wearing.
I thought they gave her some stuff from that. Like that would be.
Yeah. Right. But they didn't make a big deal out of it. Because in the past they've been like, I got these shoes. Yeah. I got this dress. I got this whatever. And then Joey got dressed up, and then they went on, like, their date.
Yeah, they went on a helicopter.
Right, the helicopter.
And then they went and they got dinner. But, like, he has so much fun with her.
Yeah, and she's so cute and fun and playful. Like, they're in the car, and she speaks French. And they're in the car, and she goes, say, what is it? Je t'aime?
Je t'aime.
Je t'aime, which means I love you. And he says it. And she goes, oh, merci. And he goes, what does that mean? And she goes, c'est je t'aime. And he said it again. And she's like, oh, merci. And, like, it was very cute.
And even their, like, the one-on-one dinner portion, it was just a lot about, like, kind of, like, their feelings toward each other and, like, how, like, Maria wants this to work and is so serious about it, right? And
she said she was falling for him, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
And he said, to the cameras, I can see a future with Maria.
Yeah.
I just, like, I see a path where she doesn't win, but he doesn't have fun with any of the women like he has fun with her.
Sure.
It's so stark.
Right. But I also worry that it might be like Maria would be the fun pick, but someone else would be the safer pick. So does he go with the safer pick? With
Daisy.
Yeah, exactly.
But, like, the thing that I feel like that's so Joey is that he does love those, like, big personalities and, like, women who, like, he could put in the driver's seat and he could just kind of, like, lay back and not have to take the lead role, but can if he wants to. Like, he likes that power share.
Yeah.
I feel like Maria is so good at that.
Yeah, listen, don't get me wrong. I would be so happy if he picked Maria because I don't see her winning, I would love for him to pick her and be so thrilled and happy that he picked her and, like, that she fought this fight this whole time and, like, won the whole thing. I'd be so thrilled.
Well, all right. So let's talk about the women we have left. And then, because I kind of want to have like a
conversation. Oh, by the way, Maria got the rose. Yeah. And then two more people went home, and then we can talk about the women we have left.
Caitlin went home, and
Leah?
Leah went home. Oh, okay. Can we talk about Leah and then never again talk about Leah? What was her deal?
I don't know.
Because
I do know, but go ahead. Okay.
Well, no, tell me, because I literally don't know what her deal is.
She fell in with the wrong crowd. In the mansion.
That is so... You think that's all it was?
Yes.
Interesting.
So I understand that you wouldn't get this because you didn't grow up with girls. And I'm not trying to generalize. But I've noticed that when there are large groups of women, there tend to be cliques of people. And if one of those women is, like, a mean person and someone is... not a strong personality. Because, like, you could have a mean person and a not mean person, and there will be no change to the not mean person. But if you have a mean person with, like, an average person, it will turn that average person mean.
Yeah. You think her age had anything to do with it? She was only 23. I wonder impressionable she was.
Yeah, at 23. I'm sure she was... everyone's impressionable at 23. Like, yes. Fact.
There's something about Leia I want to talk about that I think is, like, a very interesting, and we'll probably never have this kind of conversation on the show, but it's like a 30,000-foot look. If you look at her journey, she gets the envelope that allows her to take a one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
She burns it.
Yes.
Is never rewarded with a one-on-one. She never gets one.
Yep.
The last one-on-one before her elimination is Maria's, her rival.
Yeah.
Like, imagine if she hadn't was able to take Maria's one-on-one spot, right?
Right.
And then you have this drama where it's like, will she or won't she get the rose, right?
Right.
You go on the one-on-one and, like, not get the rose, right?
Right, yeah.
Like, I feel like if they do this in the future and you get that reward, you use it for the very first one-on-one.
Right.
Because you'll probably get a rose and it probably won't harm your standing that much.
Right. Yeah, it's true. It's true because the lead won't feel like you're taking them away from a date that they were excited about, yep. right? Because yep. if you use it yep. too late... Yep. They might be looking forward to having a date with this person.
And in then, another country or somewhere exciting, right? right? Not LA.
Right. And then yeah. you take that date away from them and they're going to feel a ways about it.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen, like, Leia truly turned into, like, a villain, like, on this show. Like, she started off as, like, the hero. She burned that card. She didn't want to steal a date. She was a girl's girl. And, like... And she was really struggling with it. And everyone was like, oh, Leia's so great. She's so yeah. good. Like, what a nice person. And then Sydney.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, fell in with the wrong crowd. And it sounds like such a trope. But then Sydney, like, poisoned this poor girl's brain into thinking Maria was this villain that she wasn't. And I feel bad because I feel like Leia's going to watch all this.
Yeah.
And maybe even it's just the way she's been edited. But I feel like Leia's going to watch all this and be like, I hate this.
I saw this on Reddit, and I'll be as succinct as possible because I didn't listen to the source material. Nick Viall has a podcast, and he said on his podcast that Leia got a bad edit, and it always happens to a person where there's got to be a de facto villain after the real villain leaves, so they get a bad edit. Here's all I'll say. She said all those things.
Yeah.
They didn't, like, even out of context, she said it, right?
Yes.
And it wasn't like, you know, like, parsed together where it was like, I think Maria is giving us a bad time. Like,
yeah, right.
She all clearly said those things. But she was more mean, like, behind the scenes on camera in the confessionals and to, like, singular women. Like, to, oh my gosh, the one who was worried about being so old.
Martina?
Thank you.
Martina?
Her.
Yes.
Whatever her name is. Sorry.
Medina?
Yes, thank you. Medina. Yeah. Ugh. I'm ugly myself, not Medina, and was like mean to her and in like certain situations, but wasn't mean like overall.
Yeah,
like she picked her spots to be mean, which was interesting.
It's very 23-year-old of her.
Yeah, and like maybe on the like women tell all, she'll have like a mea culpa. It's like, I'm super sorry, right?
Yeah.
Like, I gotta own what I said, but I do think the quote unquote like got a bad edit. Like maybe it made bad seem worse, but I still think we were starting with bad.
Yeah.
Because she said a lot of mean things.
Right, right. No one had a gun to her head and say bad things about Maria.
Yeah,
like, she
yeah.
just said those things. And, like, she still went after Medina and was like, how could you be so nice to Maria when after Sydney left? And, like, I don't know. Did
yeah.
she get a bad edit? Probably. And but she still...
pulled Medina aside and did all that bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, that happened. And, like, I, like... Leia's not making this argument, so I don't want to, like, it's someone making it on her behalf, so I'm not going to say, like, why would she do this,
yeah.
right? Like, Nick's making the argument, but the bad edit argument is, like, usually made in, like, bad faith. Like, remember Love is Blind when Shake made that argument? Like, oh, you should see all the footage. Why was my edit cut down in such a bad, crappy way? Show them the whole thing. It's
yeah.
like, yeah, but you were obviously
a
dick.
You still said those things, and you still
yeah.
did those things, which were still shitty regardless of any
yeah.
other nice thing
like,
you did.
Like, sure, Shake, but, like, you know what you're doing.
Oh, Shake was such a piece of shit.
Yeah. So that's why I kind of the bad edit argument gives you a little ick. But again,
yeah.
she's not making it, so I'm not
right,
like, oh,
right,
how
right.
dare you.
Yeah, I'd be curious to see her in the Women Tell All
yeah.
Along with the other women. I'm sure Sydney's still going to be a piece of shit, but I'm curious to see if I'm curious to see how Leia, like, how she approaches the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because she could, if she came in and was like, I'm so sorry. Like, I could
yeah.
see, Bachelor Nation being like, oh, okay, Leia. Like,
yeah,
sure.
You're like, you know, we liked you. You were cool. We
yeah,
can
yeah.
bring you back in, right?
Right?
Sydney, there's no hope. Like, she's
no.
done, right? No one will believe in things she said. Like,
yeah.
You're right. There is an argument that Leia can make that I would be like, you know what? Yeah, you fell in with the wrong crowd.
Yeah.
You realize your mistake. You're owning it.
Yeah, yeah.
You're cool, homie.
Right.
Like,
right.
That's a version of events I can see playing
right.
out. Sydney, anything she says, I'm going to be like, you're a liar.
Yeah. like I don't believe you.
Yeah.
I don't believe you. She'll be on BIP. Leia.
Oh, yeah.
Not Leia. I'm sorry. Sydney.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately. All right. So we are down to six women. We are down to Daisy, Kelsey A, Rachel.
Well, both Kelseys. Kelsey A and Kelsey
yeah.
T.
So, yeah, those are three we got rows. And then it's Kelsey T, Kelsey A, and Jen. Who is your final four? Let's log it in.
Daisy.
Boom.
Maria.
Okay.
Kelsey A.
Ooh.
Jen.
Wow.
Those are my final four.
Not Rachel?
No, I love Rachel. I just think that he has a stronger connection with those four women.
And not Kelsey T. Wow,
I think he has the same connection between Kelsey A and Rachel, but I think he is more physically attracted to Kelsey A.
Interesting. I mean, I have the same final four as you, just swap Kelsey A for Rachel.
Mm.
Like, it feels like Daisy and Maria, final two. Jen, I guess Jen might be final two. Jen could be the runner-up. It's just interesting because we see, and the more time goes on, the more I love that they share this is the very first clip this season. They're always devastated by who the runner-up gets sent home. Mm-hmm. But, like, Joey is, like, particularly, like, oh, what did I do?
Yeah.
Like all that stuff. And, like, man, I don't know, man. If it's, like, Maria, then oof.
Yeah.
Oof.
Which it very well could be.
I mean, imagine sending Maria home. I just can't see. And like, she's going to get that sympathy, and she's going to be the Bachelorette. I just want to put my stake in the ground now so I can be wrong again, but telling you Maria is going to be that. Actually, I'll say this with 100% confidence. Whoever, because all six of these women left, besides Kelsey A, maybe, I think all of them could be Bachelorette. I think Jen could, Daisy could, Maria could, Rachel could, Kelsey T could. I think all five of them could solidly be the Bachelorette. Kelsey A,
I still kind of disagree a little bit, but we'll see.
Well, my overall point is whoever is the runner-up will be the next Bachelorette.
I
am locking that in now.
Okay.
If it's Kelsey A, but I just don't see her getting that far. But I think whoever the runner-up is the next Bachelorette. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I think all these women could do it. You don't seem to agree.
I don't. Okay. But that's fine.
Okay. Yeah. Is there anyone who you're like, yes, this person could be the next Bachelorette? Like,
Daisy.
Really?
Yeah.
Anyone else? Because she might win.
Yeah. I feel like Lexi could have, but I don't think she'll do it.
Yeah, no, because that whole timeline thing, I think it undercuts the whole thing.
I mean, unless she goes on and is like, I need to find me a man who is ready to, like, have babies.
That would be interesting.
And that would be, like, honestly, that might be, like, one of the quickest ways to, like, do it. Like,
my problem is I don't want the season to be so high stakes. I like my low-stakes seasons.
Yeah,
I like my playing around in the ball pit, goofing around. If it works out, good. If not, no harm, no foul.
Right, right.
It's like, if this doesn't work out, this woman's life is over. Like, I can't have a whole season that's hanging over.
It's also hard because when the people apply to be a contestant, they don't know who the lead is.
100%,
And if her whole thing is, I need to have children, she's going to need to have a group of men who are like, yes, I want to have children.
Yeah,
like immediately.
Yeah,
know?
I can't have the stakes be that high.
So I don't think Lexi would be it. I feel like if Daisy doesn't get picked, she would be Bachelorette. I could see Rachel doing it, but I don't. And it would be great if they picked her. Like, having a Hawaiian Bachelorette, that'd be awesome. But I don't know if they'll pick her.
Okay.
But yeah. Right,
we'll see. Who do you think is winning?
I do think Daisy.
You think it's Daisy? I think it's just so.
You said Maria.
Yeah, stick with my guns. Maria's winning.
Mm-hmm.
Maria's winning.
I think Daisy's winning, but
Maria's winning.
Okay.
How convincing am I right now?
Oh, you're so, you got me. I'm convinced.
All right. So, that's it, right, for this episode?
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Next week we'll see who are hometowns. So we'll see who's final four locked in. Mm-hmm. I'm very curious. Mm-hmm. Oh, where are they going next week, Michelle? They're traveling to another part of Canada.
Oh, they're going to Jasper, which is super exciting for us because we went to Jasper.
Do you want to briefly, like, minute or less, tell people what Jasper is?
I mean, it's a part of Canada. Like, I don't know.
We've been there.
Yeah, I know, but, like,
how would you describe it?
Mountainous.
It's a resort town. It's, like, it's very
specific.
Why are
you having me describe it? Why don't you just, like... Like, you
really, you were so excited. That's why.
Yeah, I was excited because, like, we've been there and, like, because we've been to, like, the touristy spots in that area. And so they'll go to the town, right? Because, like, it's, like, a town.
So, yeah, Jasper's a very small town in, like, inside, like, the wilderness of Canada. It's a national, it's a Canadian national park, or as they call them in Canada, national parks. and it's this little, like, cute town, and there's just, like, there's wildlife everywhere. Like, it really is. They took a small town and stuck it inside, like, the wilderness.
We saw ravens, we saw elk, we saw
caribou,
buffalo.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
There's so much wildlife. It's
awesome.
Beautiful. And it is, like, a resort town. Like, you go there for, like, vacation, right? Like, it's like the analogy is bad, but it's like Vegas where like the only people who live there work there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like I'm sure there's a school, but it's for like two people to learn how to work in the town. Like you're born there, you work there, you die there, right?
Yeah.
Which I'm like, no, that's not a bad deal. Yeah. It's beautiful. Our hotel, we had like they're gonna have like a much nicer hotel, but like we had there was an outdoor hot tub that just looked out into like the mountain range.
It was gorgeous. Like hot tub that looked onto these snowy mountains. That was gorgeous. And I have a fun little anecdote, which is that DJ surprised me with this rooftop hot tub.
I did.
Which was great, except he didn't tell me I needed a bathing suit.
Whoops.
So I don't know if people who have traveled, do you know when you're in a touristy town?
Yeah, it's a resort town. It's for tourists.
So they hike up them swimsuit prices, hike them swimsuit prices up. So what we ended up buying was a discount bandeau and a pair of shorts, like a pair of like touristy shorts.
Yep.
And that's what I went into the hot tub in.
It worked.
Bandeau and some shorts.
Yeah, it totally worked.
It worked. Yeah. But it was just like, I was like, I'm not spending like $100 on a bathing suit I'll wear once.
Crazy.
That's like a touristy bathing suit thing. Yeah.
No, you made it work. It was good.
Yeah.
But
it was beautiful.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I went horseback riding.
Got
some amazing food. I can't imagine what they're going to do, but it's like, this like literally is the time that, like, I don't know, maybe a city in America, but where we could be like, we've been to like,
wait, and it's such a small town. I bet we'll recognize, like, the areas of the town itself.
Yeah.
Like,
I think the town is like under a square mile. It's, it's like,
we walked through the whole town, like, while we were there.
Very easy to do. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's cool. It's like cool they're going.
Yeah.
There.
I was
going
to say, I hope that it'd be cool if they did the thing we did with the bridge, but that's like kind of a drive.
Yeah, that's like, but like maybe there's a clear bridge that's built over a canyon for psychos to go on and just look down and be like, oh, it's cool. Yeah.
We did it. So I don't know.
You did it. I like closed my eyes and like kind of walked down. But
it was awesome.
They make the cell tower. It's like, this bridge is like quintuple engineered. Yeah. Like you could land like a 737 on it and it would still be fine. Yeah. Right.
Have you seen those bridges where it's like that, right? But they have a fake panel in the middle where when you step on it, it looks like it's shattering. Those are so funny. There's one where this guy, like you can see he's afraid and he takes a step onto it and the whole thing looks like it's breaking. And this poor man, like his whole body, like clings onto the wall and he like collapses. And oh God, so funny and awful. That poor man's traumatized.
Yeah. So we'll get to see that next week. Let's quickly do some other stuff.
Yes.
RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yes, yes. Okay.
Rusical. Sound of Rusic.
Honestly, okay. So there's all the drama with who's going to be what role and stuff like that.
It always happens.
Plasma got the main role.
Yeah, Maria.
She killed it.
Yeah.
Killed it. Did such an awesome job. Saphira got...
It was like Mother Superior?
Mother Saphira is what she called it.
Right.
Did an amazing job.
Yeah, very good.
And so... So that was like the judging, like the talent sort of part of the episode was like this musical, which was great.
Yeah.
Like, very fun to watch. And then was the runway, which was like flowers themed. Plasma killed it.
Oh, yeah, it was crazy.
With like this, what was the musical that she referred to? Guys and Dolls?
Oh, I think so, yeah.
Or My Fair Lady, sorry.
It was My Fair Lady. Yes.
This My Fair Lady style-ish dress was all yellow with like roses and stuff, and she had the parasol, and it was stunning.
Yeah,
it was
supposed to evoke the scene when they go see the horses,
yeah,
the horse race. It's like very like that, like 1950s England, like going to like the fanciest
big
place.
Big hat,
yeah,
like gorgeous dress. It was truly stunning. And then Saphira came out. I don't, like, it was like an orc. She had this huge orchid petals, like, on her back that looked like wings. They were ginormous, which was amazing. And then the only, I was slightly disappointed with Dawn's, because, like, I would expect her to do something really dramatic with this. I liked her headpiece. That's, like, the most I can, it was fine. But the other one that's worth note is Q's. Q was wearing like stilts and was doing this.
It's like a praying mantis.
It was an orchid mantis.
That's
I think
right,
is what
an
it's called.
Orchid mantis, yeah.
Which are like they're pink and white mantises,
yeah,
and they look like petals. And she had painted her face pink and she was on these stilts and she had flowers fucking everywhere, and just, it was insane.
She was a psychopath.
She walked out, we were like, what the fuck? And at first you're like, who is that? Because it was just so distorted, and it's like, oh, of course it's cute.
Her stuff like just does not make sense. It's incomprehensible how insane it is.
It was insane. But anyway, Plasma won the whole, she won the weekend because she did a great job leading, and her outfit, her runway was like great. The bottom was Megami and Maya on the page.
Yep.
Megami got sent home. And I feel bad because I feel like if she killed the lip sync a little bit, if she was able to just do a little bit better on the lip sync, I think that she could have gotten it.
Yeah. Though she went more to like, I'm dramatic artist.
Right. So the song, it was Flowers by Miley Cyrus, yeah, which we had a nice discussion with that. It's a sad song that's meant to be like empowering.
Yeah.
But Megami sang it like it was just sad, yeah, sad. My mom on the page was just like flipping around.
Or she not didn't flipping. Do a single flip,
sorry,
to her credit.
I'm sorry, not flipping, but like very pop performer-y, like very TikTok performer-y, where there was like, I would argue there was like no emotion in her dancing. It was just like dancing and lip syncing.
I think she did a better transition, at least from the dynamicism.
I didn't get any like sadness from her performance.
I won't push back on that. Yeah,
sure.
I
don't, yeah. Right. But like, whereas Maya on the page had no sadness, Megami only had sadness. So, yeah. So Megami got sent home, which is like sad.
That's fine.
I will say it every week. I'm ready for Maya on the page to go home.
It might be next week.
It might be.
They're doing a Snatch Game, and she's going to bomb at that so hard. Yeah, because there's no way she's able to.
Right, because she's like no personality. So.
Yeah. By the way, Snatch Game is play on like Match Game, right? Yes. This is a play on.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So it's, the girls will dress up like celebrities, yeah, and then
living or dead.
Right. And they play like a game show as, yeah, the celebrity. Yeah. And usually some really good ones. So we'll see. Yeah. Sometimes people dress up as like really random, yeah, people. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes and who does well. And yeah.
Yeah. I have a few things on Hell's Kitchen. If I could notebook dump on Hell's Kitchen. Oh my gosh, Next Level Chef.
I was going to say, do you mean Next Level Chef?
Yeah, I got a notebook dump on Next Level Chef.
Go ahead.
Ramsay traded 2 draft picks for the guy who burned all his fingerprints off. That was interesting.
Yes.
Hamburger Challenge. Okay, a Smashburger Challenge.
Smashburger Challenge.
I'm going to give some credit where credit is due. The comments by the judges,
yes,
while judging feel like real comments, yep, and they set a very low bar,
okay,
but they cleared it.
No, I just want to translate for people.
Sorry, please.
The reviews of food that the judges were making in the past have been like, this is good. I love it. I would serve this at my restaurant. Or like, this isn't good, but they wouldn't like give actual reviews.
What does that mean to me, the viewer?
Right. So what they started doing was explaining like, they explained more of what made the food good or bad.
Yeah.
Or, like, how they could have improved it or what they did that was incorrect.
Yes.
Which is always, like, the best part, yeah, of watching.
Talking about things like textures, oils,
yeah,
fats.
Right.
Tanginess, yeah, sharpness. Right. A lot of adjectives.
Yeah.
The adjectives really help.
But not even just that, but, like, the explaining the you left this on the stove for too long.
Right.
Or, like, yes, you didn't add enough fat to this. Or, like, just, like, the things that are clear why something didn't work so that the viewer could understand, yeah, maybe what it tasted like almost.
Yeah. I was like, wow, good job.
Yeah. So they did much better.
Yeah.
Which I think was a review we gave in the past, was that they, yeah, just weren't good at reviewing, yeah, the food.
So appreciate the notes, guys. Someone's,
yeah,
listening.
Yeah.
Matt went home, social media chef.
Yeah, that was sad, but all right.
Face Tattoo guy got to stay.
So. Yes. Yeah. That was Ramsey's first pick.
Yeah.
Was in the bottom.
Yep.
This week.
That was fun.
Yeah.
By the way, shows off to a great start if this is the start.
Yeah.
I really did not need those first 3 weeks.
I didn't.
Like, get,
I really didn't,
rid of them.
Right. And that's what I said. I was like, why? I don't need to see who gets picked. Like, that's not our job to watch. Like, you guys fucking figure out who gets picked and then put them on the show.
That's funny.
But am I wrong?
Stop showing us the work.
Like, that's the whole friggin' process. Like, There's no other, like, I'm not going to say there's no other show, but most other shows, it's like, here are your contestants. Not like, all right, well, we're going to start slimming it down from here.
You
want
to see the screening process, guys?
Yeah. No, yeah. I don't. I don't give a fuck.
Also, they brought back immunity pins.
Right, which is fine.
Yeah, it's whatever. That's my notebook dump on Next Level Chef.
I'm fine with it.
Okay, great.
I have a notebook dump for Jersey Shore.
Please.
Really quick.
Please.
Okay, so last week we had talked about how Angelina's dead. There was something weird going on, and we made the projection that he was going to start asking for too much money.
Yeah.
We were right. That's what happened. Apparently, her dad started asking for, like, her to cover a lot of money things, like dog's vet bill, car things, rent, whatever, a lot of things. And that would be apparently the only reason he would reach out to her was for money things, which is, like, super shitty. Like you just met your biological daughter and all you're doing is asking for money stuff, and that sucks.
Yeah, I agree.
Also, apparently she is having, like, weird falling out things with her fiance Vinny.
Yeah.
Where, like, they're, like, he's working a lot at the hotel. Not hotel, I'm sorry. He's working a lot. I think he's a cop.
He is a cop, yeah.
Right, so he's working a lot, and they're having him stay at a hotel while he's working in that area.
Because he's doing, like, all-day shifts.
Right,
like,
yeah, right. And he's, like, living with her to save money, but he's also, like, buying expensive cars and stuff, which it's a lot of weird, or at least that's the cut that we heard was a lot of weird things. I'm trying to think if there's anything else worthy of note.
I mean, talking to the Angelina bit, she, like, I'm not saying she's like, she looks terrible because, oh, her makeup's so bad. Like, she looks like a ghost. She looks terrible.
She lost a ton of weight from, I assume, like,
not
stress.
Eating and stress, yeah.
And so she looks like anemic. Like, yeah. She lost, like, way too much weight. To the point where, like, she got a breast reduction because, like, the skin around her boobs, like, couldn't support
the implants, right? I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe not breast reduction, but, like, they were tightening up the breast skin.
Whatever. It wasn't clear, but still, like, nuts.
Yeah.
It's, like, crazy stuff.
Situation released a book regarding his...
Oh, man, they did a whole thing on this.
Yeah, this was hard. So he talks about his addiction. I think I will read this book or listen to it on Audible eventually. But he released a book about how he struggled with, like, addiction, and he goes on to tell a story to the group about how he went to get cocaine,
like,
from, like, his dealer.
Yeah.
And the guy who drove him to get the cocaine came back with heroin and was like, it's the same thing. So then Mike said that he went back to the house, got into a fight with his wife or fiance at the time. I don't remember. Or girlfriend, whatever.
Yeah, there's a lot of powerful details in there.
It's very... Like, it's very powerful, and I really think that, like, if you're interested, you should,
like, watch it. Yeah.
Because, like, I can't convey the emotion they convey.
Exactly, yeah.
But, like, I personally was, like, sobbing by the end of, like, this little blip of them going through it. Because it was hard.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'd say go back and watch. It's, like, actually, like, weirdly interesting for Jersey Shore.
We're watching, and I'm, like... I'm sobbing. The commercial comes on, and I go, "This is Jersey Shore," and I'm freaking bawling my eyes out.
Fast forward to it's Snooki Day at the minor league baseball team.
Yeah, well, they have to end it on something silly.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm very interested in the season. I'm excited to see, like, what keeps happening and stuff. I want to go see one of Vinny's Chippendale shows.
I gotta say, man, they are hanging out with his Ronnie T's. Right.
I already told you it's not gonna be till the end. Well, like, I don't know why.
But it's supposed to be all nine under the same roof for the first time. So at some point, all of them have to live in a house together. Right. Yeah. That's the pitch.
Yeah. It's gonna be like, it's gonna be like the last, like, three or four episodes. Okay. And like, there's gonna be so much that leads up to that.
It's fine. Whatever. Yeah. Okay. Woo. That was a lot. Again, we got. Yep. Some of you might be asking, wait, why didn't we do Love is Blind? Michelle, why didn't we do Love is Blind?
So we watched Love is Blind, and we have a lot of thoughts on it. But what it comes down to is there's so much to talk about with the season that we want to cover that we don't want to just jam it all into the end of this episode.
Yeah.
So we'll probably have a longer episode next time, or we'll make sure that we are able to find a way to finesse it all in there. But yeah, I think it was just like, it was too much for us to to just squeeze into this without really giving it its own due.
Yeah, I because I don't want to wait till like after the Bachelor season because I don't want to miss the conversation. No. But like we'll have to figure it out. We'll have to dedicate something. Maybe a slow Bachelor week. I'm not sure.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah. So we'll have to see. We'll have to see.
Yeah, because like how we did the quick hits of the like Jersey Shore or RuPaul's Drag Race. It's easy because it's like one episode a week, right?
Yeah.
But like this
and not
was like
very much happens if we're being
like,
very honest.
Six episodes of like a lot of stuff that happens.
Yeah,
so
and it's a lot. And we have a lot of thoughts, but we'll have to figure it out at some point. So but we will get to that. Yeah. We promise.
Maybe we could like do just like a 30-minute separate.
Yeah, maybe
mini-pod.
Next time. Well, I just wanted to be in the same pod, but maybe tag on at the end. I don't know. Because there's no, well, because
we could put off talking about some of the other stuff and do like a shorter back recap.
That's fair. Yeah.
We'll figure it
maybe
out.
Next week we'll do that.
Yeah, yeah.
But Michelle, that's a great transition about podcasts. There's so many great podcasts you can listen to besides this one on the Pop Break TV feed. You can listen to this, Blurred Watchers, Anniversary Brother, Anniversary Brothers, Batman by the Numbers. So many podcasts to listen to. Mm-hmm. How do you find time for it all?
Me, I don't.
So. As long as the podcast, this is the answer. But please listen to all that sweet content on the Pop Break. What else should people check out, Michelle?
Follow us on Twitter at Rose's Rejections, where we live tweet the episodes of The Bachelor, or at least retweet funny tweets from other Bachelor Twitter accounts.
Yes.
You want to replug your pod one more time?
No, it's fine. Check it out. Mostly nitpicking.
That's a plug of your pod.
You can also check out the popbreak.com for all of your coverage of TVs, movies, comics, wrestling. Wrestling, by the way, right now is just so crazy. If you've ever wanted to understand why wrestling fans like wrestling, there is a just go to YouTube and you search for SmackDown The Rock Salt Lake City. And you'll watch a 20-minute video and you'll be like, oh, that's why they like it. It's like, it's back, baby. Michelle, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, there was something really great about the Rock came back and him stepping out wearing a Versace shirt is just like, oh, I get it.
Yeah, and it just accelerates from there.
Yeah.
So we won't spoil anything, no. But like, if you got 20 minutes and you're like, why do people like this? Like, watch a video. It'll be
it's
like,
so great.
Oh, I get it now. Like, that'll be, I think, a clarifying moment for some people. So, and then maybe you'll like it too. But yeah, just amazing. So that's it. Thank you all for listening.
Yep.
You're all great. Yep. And we will see you next week for more of everything.
Yeah, and happy birthday, DJ.
Thanks.
All right, bye, guys. Love you.